Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy back. Kellen Moore interviewing for the second time with the Miami Dolphins. What's really up with Sean Payton? Let's get the Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here on Sean and RJ via the Diamond Factory Hotline. Your reaction to the USA Today report that the Cowboys told Mike McCarthy not once, but twice that he's coming back for next year.
Yeah, I think it fits with what we all had kind of heard a little bit, which was there was definitely a question about it and something that Mike McCarthy needed an answer on. But ultimately, he's going to get one more shot at this. And I think that we're definitely looking at, you know, Jerry had told you guys Super Bowl or bust, you know, in the week or two leading up to the playoffs. I think this is Super Bowl or unemployment line for Mike McCarthy in 2022. And I think that Stephen Jones, who is a big advocate for Mike McCarthy, helped kind of keep things at bay for another year and helped to ensure that he was going to be back this year. But I think it's also, you know, all right, this is your final shot, dude. And you can't fall short again. We can't have this happen again. And if it doesn't go the way they need, then, you know, I think Jerry definitely is going to go after Sean Payton next year. So, I mean, this year was a massive disappointment. It was actually a historical disappointment. I was doing some research this morning. 57 teams since the merger have had a point differential of 170 or better, and the 2021 Cowboys are the only team that failed to reach the divisional round. And so it was a pretty brutal ending to the year, and I don't think Jerry's happy about it. And you heard Jerry after the season didn't want to put much blame on players, seemed to put a lot of it on the coaching staff. So they'll probably tide him over a little bit with some assistant coaching changes. And Mike McCarthy's definitely on the hot seat this year.
Well, of course he's going to blame the coach, not the players. He picked the players. Why would he blame the players, well, yeah, the people that he picked? Makes perfect
sense. That's true,
sense
but
to
I mean, he hasn't hesitated to talk about guys needing to step up, players needing to step up before. And, you know, I think he still said it was disappointing that with the amount of talent they had that the guys should have played better. But, yeah, definitely putting more of it on the coach and stuff. I mean, you could say he picked the players. He also picked the coaches, though. And so, I mean, that's going to
reflect on Jay Glazer picked the coach. Let's be fair on that one.
Well, that's true, yeah. Jay Glazer picked the coach, and Steven saved the coach.
Right. Is this too much of a reversal? So they went too long with Jason, too long of a leash. Would this be too short of a leash with Mike? I mean, this is like Sean and I both agree that we don't really count 2020. You know, it's he didn't have a quarterback. It was a virtual season. You know, this would basically mean you get 2 years. Is that too much of a reversal?
While I agree that you can't count 2020 as, you know, a real opportunity to do anything, I think that they definitely were able to learn things about Mike McCarthy and how he was going to handle things. And so even though it probably shouldn't count as a real opportunity, it definitely informs their view of him.
What do you think
the
they
way
learned?
He handled. I think that they learned that, you know, there was a lot of those issues with the buddy system and the people that he hired, Mike Nolan in particular. I think they felt like he was a little too hands off when it hit the fan. And so I think that they definitely learned some things about how he responds to crisis and things like that. I think they learned some things that they liked when, you know, Slater's report came out about Mike Nolan and some of the issues that some players were having with coaching. I think they liked generally the way that Mike handled that in the media. And I think Mike handled that better than Jerry did, the questions about that. And you know, he said, these are the things that happen when you lose, you got to expect it. So I think that there were some things they did learn that they liked, but I also think that they didn't totally love the way that he responded to the issues that popped up. And so I think it definitely informs how they viewed him heading into this season. And then when things fall apart, and I don't think the Cowboys liked the way that he seemed to look outward. You know, for a guy that got a job again, for talking about how much internal reflection he did, I don't think they liked that when the season ended, he was looking outward at what officiating did and things like that. But, you know, he sounded like a guy who knows that his job is on the line. He, you know, talking about trying to convince everybody, I know how to win in this league. I know how to win in the playoffs. I know how to win a Super Bowl. So I think he knows it's a possibility and that he's, fighting for his job. But I think time's so short for Jerry that he doesn't have time to mess around here. And so I think that's why he ultimately moved on from Jason Garrett, despite how tough that was. And I think that's why he's not going to let Mike McCarthy sit here and spin around for the entire 5 years of that contract.
Bobby Belt, Cowboys Insider here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you think that Jerry Jones reached out to Sean Payton this week?
I'm sure that there has been behind-the-scenes communications or, you know, hey, I talked to this guy and talked to this guy, and I made sure that guy then talked to Sean Payton or something like that. I don't know that there was anything direct.
Yeah.
Now, they don't really have to worry a ton, I don't think. I mean, technically, even though he is still, you know, under Saints control, I think with him retired, I don't think they have the same sort of issues with tampering or anything else if they communicate that. But, you know, it gives you some plausible deniability.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, you know, make it be known that you were flirting with another coach while, you know, your head coach is under contract and cause that issue. But I think that, you know, they've definitely got the interest there. I think Jerry has, if this was fully up to Jerry and they didn't have anybody else, Steven or anybody else in the building, I think that was helping to make these determinations, then I think Jerry would have been completely comfortable moving on from Mike after the season. And
but why isn't it up to Sean Jerry? Payton. Since when is it not up to Jerry?
I think the greatest example of that, it wasn't completely up to Jerry. I mean, ultimately, I think he can pull that card if he wants to. But I think that Jerry's just changed a little bit. I think the ultimate example of that is the fact that, you know, when they released Dez Bryant after the 2017 season, where Jerry wanted to keep him and he was outvoted and he allowed that to be the case.
Yeah.
He wanted it. You know, he's got this brain trust that he has that helps to make these determinations. So he's just, as years have gone on, he's less likely to just say, I'm going rogue here.
Yeah.
The way, like, you know, Brian's always told the story about them picking Quincy Carter, where everybody had kind of said, hey, this isn't a good idea here. And Jerry, like, literally told the scouts to leave the room so they could pick him. And so it's one of those things story. Where I think that, yeah. And yeah. That's the thing. I think, you know, he liked Manziel and he was, you know, he allowed himself to be outvoted on Manziel. I think he, you know, initially kind of allowed the Romo benching to happen with Dak. And so he's, you know, ceded some of that a little bit or just is more willing to listen to advisors and people in the circle. And so I think that this is another case where he's letting that go on, but he's only willing to do this for one more year. And then next year he is making the call if it doesn't go the way he wants. And I think he wants Sean Payton here. I think Sean Payton, for all his talk of, I don't think, you know, it'd be this year. I think if that job had come open and they said, Sean, we want you, Sean is coming immediately. And so I think there's want to on both sides. It's just there's, you know, the circle has been able to keep Jerry at bay for one more year.
Look, you and Slater, I mean, she kind of not splits her time, but her other NFL Network time is with the Saints. What do you know about Sean Payton? What's this guy really like?
I mean, I just know from a media perspective, it's more difficult than covering, you know, Jason was or even covering Mike is. You know, he's got his way that he likes to run things over there, and it'd be a lot tougher to probably get information about what's going on in the building if he were here. Brian has always joked when he was over at DallasCowboys.com like that if they brought Payton over, like, well, okay, that's the end of my job. Like, I'd get fired immediately. There's no way that he wants people like with our knowledge, you know, talking into microphones. And so, you hear just from talking to folks on the beat over there about how, you know, it's a tight ship that they run.
But everyone in your circles, like without hesitation, agrees that he'd be a coaching upgrade over Mike.
Yes, I've not heard anybody say they think Mike is the closest. I've heard is some people have said, you know, Mike is a tier below or even fans of McCarthy think, you know, he's in the ballpark or something like that. But everybody I've talked to believes Sean Payton is a better coach.
What do you say to the argument, though, on paper that they're the same, which they are the same on paper?
I'd say that when you let go of Jason Garrett on paper, he was, you know, out of the available coaches, was like the fourth best winning percentage of any of them. And
he has a better winning percentage than Jimmy Johnson does.
Right, exactly. And so I don't think that you can point to those things. I mean, look, here's the thing, is that I think that Mike McCarthy has a track record of, in situations where things start going wrong, he doesn't have the greatest response. Whereas with Sean Payton, I think a lot of people feel like, man, even when the cap is messed up, which is largely, you know, his doing, to be fair, but when the cap's messed up, when quarterbacks go down, when things happen like they did this year, they were still right in it to the end. And so I think that people feel like he makes lemonade out of lemons more frequently than Mike McCarthy has.
But isn't that just a perception and a feeling? Like, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like, it's like we think that, you know, Mike McCarthy is this boob, doesn't make good game management decisions. Then we look around and everybody else is doing the same, making the same mistakes. Like, isn't that just
I'm not saying
Sean's not a better coach. I think he is. But I just wonder how much of that is perception with McCarthy and McVay. And Payton.
I would say it's not. It is perception on our end. I don't think that you can say it's perception when you talk to other coaches across the league, though. Like, other people in the industry who are in those same circles, who do the same sorts of jobs, their coaches, universally have said, when I've talked to them, that Sean Payton's a better head coach.
What happened to Dan Quinn in Denver? Why is he coming back here?
Nathaniel Hackett stole that job. And not like in a bad way, just, you know, came in there and took it. Everyone expected the Broncos to hire Dan Quinn. It was, I mean, right leading up to the end of the Cowboys season, even before it was over, when you would talk to people, Broncos front office, Cowboys front office, Cowboys players, agents involved in this, other assistant coaches across the league, Vegas, everybody thought this was going to be Dan Quinn's job that you talked to. And that was, you know, I think I told you guys, I talked to an assistant coach across the league outside of Dallas who had said, you know, the line was, hey, if you want to go work with Dan Quinn, get your resume for Denver, that's where he's going. And so if you'd like to go work with him, make sure you're preparing for, you know, an interview in Denver. And so I think talking to some people yesterday, it sounded like Hackett just came in and kind of swept the Broncos off their feet during the interview process. And from what I heard, by the end of the line, when they hired Hackett, like, it was a unanimous decision for everybody in Denver. So they just had a complete change of heart through the interview process, and they all wanted Hackett by the end. And I think Dan Quinn really wanted the Denver or Seattle job if that came open. Seattle didn't. And I think he had some real interest by the end in Chicago. But once the game of musical chairs finished and Dan didn't really have a seat that he wanted, I think it just made sense to him to say, all right, let's run it back and try again next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.